BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris goes big on his Monday lunch, and this quickly escalates to a new made-up-on-the-spot game called Lunch Trumps. Also, after last week's embarrassing whitewash, can Chris pull it back for the first bangers of the week? And we talk about people who get cards and texts from their dogs. We all know the dog didn't write it. And if you've ever wanted to hear an amazing dog impression by a respected Newsbeat journalist, this is the podcast for you.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Rob Blood, Little Monster on BBC Radio 1. Now, I know a lot of you are interested in what happens behind the scenes here at Radio 1, and sometimes that does make it onto the radio. So, Chris, can I ask you, why did you think it was appropriate to send this all-staff email I've just seen, which you sent this morning?
Yeah, I always get nervous sending all-staff emails because obviously it goes around all the management here and everything, but we were quite desperately seeking something quite niche.
Right.
So I thought it was a numbers game.
Can I just say, these emails, well, they're all staff, so they go to absolutely everyone at Radio 1, even the top-level management.
But my thinking was, if the top-level management were good at this, had this very one specific skill, we could utilise it for today's show for something I want to talk about later.
I'm just not sure that this email is showing our show in the best light. That's all.
Subject title,
about.
Voice of Dog, yeah. ?
Mm-hmm. Hey, all staff.
Apologies for the all staffer. However, is there anyone available who can be a convincing dog for today's show?
Everyone gets this.
Will involve reading a small script in the style of a dog. Preferably, you will also bark / small growl.
Right.
Chris, but what you'll be amazed is the response to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's coming out of the woodwork. Oh, I've got one here from a staff member called Rick. I'm probably too late for this, but I can be the dog.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
I love this place so much.
I know. It's not normal. Is there any reason for voice of dog? Or are you going to explain later?
Oh, yeah, it's something for later on.
Okay, cool.
BBC
Radio 1.
So many people are hitting the gym right now because January and New Year, new me. And it's causing a daily issue about what me, Chris and the team choose for lunch every day.
Yeah, I'm sorry to report to everyone listening, there's a fragmented team here on the lunch thing. Normally we're quite united. I'll pop out, get food for everyone. It's an easy order. It's four of the same. But now I'm having to deal with health on one side of the room. The fact it's Blue Monday on the other side of the room and just, you know, wanting a treat and a bit of motivation. Lunch is chaos today.
I mean, it's been chaos all last week as well. Nobody can decide. And then you went veggie at some point last week. I was like, what's that about?
I thought I'd do a veggie week last week. Very odd for me.
No offence to the vegetarians listening, but it's not like you.
No, exactly. But I thought I'd give it a go for a week. Very pleasant, actually.
Yeah.
Had my first bean burger. That's not one.
Were you veggie all week?
Yeah, you know I was.
Not even wafer-thin ham?
No, not even that. Thing is, with the lunch orders here, generally everyone takes your lead, Scott, as leader in this room. Do you know what I mean? If you say you're having a certain lunch, generally everyone just sort of follows suit. Everyone's scared to go against you.
I've noticed that. Everyone just seems to fall in line.
Yeah, but today I'm making a stand, right? I'm having a big lunch today.
Okay.
Blue Monday and all. So what I've thought I'd do, New Year, new me, I'm going to start bringing sandwiches to work, but I'm going old school with it.
Okay.
Right? Because you were telling me the other day sandwiches aren't healthy.
I mean, they're not really. It depends what you put in them, I guess, and what bread.
It's the best lunch. It's a balanced lunch. It worked for me at school. I'm going to start this year now bringing lunch to work, sandwiches, and today I've gone big.
Oh, no. What have you got?
It's an old school lunch. I don't think anyone will be able to beat this in the UK. I've got a cheese and pickle sandwich.
Oh.
Cheese string. Fanta. Froob. Put this on Twitter. It got a massive response.
And the Fanta, is that orange or is that limon?
Orange.
Pretending to be continental.
I'm not on the continent.
Right, yeah. Limon only for continent, really.
See what I mean? You can keep your health. I'm going big for lunch today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Well, I wasn't expecting that, but weirdly, since you mentioned your lunch, a lot of people are getting in touch. I mean, it is that time of day, I guess, where people, you know, it's on people's minds.
Yeah, some people have been criticising my drink choice, saying it's not old school enough, having a drink that rhymes with Juanta. I've already given it one mention. They say I should go more for the Wapri Sun.
We've actually got some people on who've got in touch with us, and they think they can trump your lunch.
Oh, nice.
I love a spontaneous game when it happens.
Mm.
Welcome to Lunch Trumps.
I like it. This could be good.
Here we go. Lunch Eater, reveal yourself.
Hi, my name's Dave and I'm from Bristol.
Hello, Dave from Bristol. What have you got today?
All right, so I'm starting off with Dairy Lunchable.
Oh,
I'm following that up with chipsticks, salt and vinegar, obviously. After that, I'm going for a strawberry flavoured fruit winder.
Oh, I think he might be beating you.
Oh, yeah, hope so. Hope so. And topping it all off with an orange Capri Sun.
Whoa!
It's big one.
It's yes,
big.
Dave.
It's big.
It's a big lunch.
Good lunch.
It is a good lunch, oh,
thank
Dave.
You. Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Will do. Cheers.
All right, who's on the line now?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, where are you?
From Bristol.
Are only people in Bristol eating lunch today?
It seems to have sparked big discussion in Bristol.
Right. Go on then, show us what you got.
Well, I got ham and mustard sandwich to begin with. Treat myself with a curly whirly.
Oh, great, in a Bristolian accent.
Curly whirly.
Go on.
Get a can of tropical Rio.
Oh!
Get you.
And some salt and vinegar Pringles.
Oh! Whoa! 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 He went there with the Pringles.
I love that we're going full sort of American celebration for the lunch. It's like those bottle flipping videos.
Yeah. Whoa! Good lunch, Joe.
Cheers, Scott.
Right, let's do one more on lunch trumps. Who's there, please?
Hi, it's Izzy from Bristol.
No, from Bristol again.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a student.
Oh, where?
In Bristol Uni, so I study film.
Okay, Izzy, what have you got?
So to start with, I've got a bit of smoked salmon.
Oh, someone's doing well.
And then I put a bit of toast with it.
Yeah.
Wholemeal toast. Mm-hmm. And a poached egg with some black pepper. And to finish it off, I've got some salt and vinegar Walker's crisps.
Posh lunch! Whoa!
Dude. Posh lunch!
Dude, your lunch is like on point, dude.
Slamming lunch. God, get you!
Whoa.
Salmon on a Monday
and an egg
on a Monday. Yep.
Bristol really representing the big lunches today.
Izzy, you massive baller.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
She took the salmon. She put an egg on it.
This is my favourite.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello and Bad Things on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Let's do this.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Megan.
Hiya, guys. What's up?
Hiya, what's up?
Not much. Just revising, man.
Yeah, you're revising, are you?
Yeah, I'm ready today. Like, it's so much.
Oh, it's long, isn't it? So when's the exams?
Tomorrow and Friday, and I have an assignment due today at 4 o'clock.
Oh, excellent. It's going
what,
really well.
Assignment and exam?
Yeah, that's radiography for you. They give it all to you.
Don't right. they? Whereabouts do you study?
I'm up in Liverpool at Uni of.
Okay, cool. So you're doing, what are you doing? Physics, is it?
Radiography. You got to learn the physics behind all the x-rays right, first.
And when are you done with all this?
Like the degree or the exam?
No, not the degree. Up. Like just this exam time.
Oh, Friday, I'm done. I'm flying back home to Northern Ireland then, party in Belfast.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good night out, Belfast. Right.
Oh,
who do you normally pick on bangers?
Chris. I usually pick Chris.
Oh, okay. Different
Sorry,
to everybody
Scott.
Last week. But yeah, let's see.
I never like it when people say who they're going to pick before, because then they go, oh, I normally pick Chris, but in this case, I hate those.
So just to start Monday off, I've got this banger for you. Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold.
I could do the most explosive who ever. An explosive who.
I'd rather you didn't. Black and Gold, Sam Sparrow is my offering to you, Megan. No noise back
right.
for Megan.
All right, Megan, that's Scott's offering. Or you can have my offering, which is these. This is Wretch 3-2 Tractor. Go hard, go faster. The choice is all yours.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Well, it's two strong choices, boys. Gotta say, two absolute tunes.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, I think I'm going to have to go with my choice. Always go with Chris Tractor as a tune. Like, I do love it. And yep. Callum here agrees too.
Yeah, yes. You're going with me?
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Yes,
Chris.
Megan. And yes, Callum.
Right, Louise Johnson with Tears on Her Ground and Rain in Her Window. That's not one I've checked.
That's not one.
Clean Bandit. And this is Scott Mills. What's going on, Chris? What is this weird email you sent
today? Yeah, I can clear it all up. So someone on the team has shown me something. It's also something that I've seen from my girlfriend's family as well, and I think it's so strange. So he receives cards and texts, and generally the cards are birthday and Christmas cards, and he receives these cards and texts from his pet dog, Hugo.
We've talked about this before, I think. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows dogs cannot write out cards.
No, they can't. My girlfriend received similar messages from her mum and dad's dog, Riley. Mm. There'll be a Christmas card. It is always like a paw print on there that's clearly been forced. It's been done under duress.
Yes.
And the wording is always done in a very... it's meant to be from the dog, but it's clearly a human that's written. Clearly, right?
Well, yeah, of course. And like, why do people spend time writing out cards pretending to be from a dog? It's not...
Yes.
I find it really weird.
But the text messages are another level. So
there's text as well?
Yeah, well, the guy here who works on the show, he's receiving text messages from his dog.
Right, well, the dogs obviously don't have fingers.
I find it weird. He showed me a few of these text messages, and I can only read them in a human voice because they're sent by a human.
That's right. Like, surely, like, everyone knows what's going on here, right? Everybody knows. There's no one like out of the loop. Everybody knows what's going on.
Like, even the text messages come through from a human.
Yes.
They're not coming through from a dog phone, obviously.
Probably from his wife, probably.
So he was showing me these messages, and I was thinking, yeah, but the problem is here, I can only hear these messages in a human voice. But I think the point is, you're meant to hear them in a doggy voice.
Yeah, but you never do. You're like, well, that's been sent by my mum or whatever.
You don't. And I reckon there's loads of people over the UK who are receiving cards and maybe text messages, maybe even emails, I don't know, from their dog when they're away from their or their cat or their fish or whatever. And I just kind of wanted to illustrate how ridiculous this is by trying to get the text messages voiced up by a dog.
Right.
Obviously, we can't get a dog to do that.
No,
so I decided to send the all-staff email that you've been talking about, trying to find someone that was willing to voice up these text messages and be a dog.
Right, so that we can hear what the messages are, what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so who have we got?
So brace yourself here. The first one that I got was a birthday card that has been sent to Mark, who works on the show, from his dog.
Right, okay. So this is some... Is this somebody who works here who's about to do a dog voice on national radio?
Yes, this is a newsreader here, well-respected newsreader, called Rick.
Rick Kelsey. We did
and,
the news earlier on.
Yeah, I sent the all-staff email saying, is anyone able to be a convincing dog for today's show? And he replied almost straight away.
He'll never live this down. They'll be laughing at him now in the Newsbeat office.
This is what I love about Radio 1. You can put these requests out there.
I mean, it does make you feel quite powerful, doesn't it? Like, as a show. You get respected members of staff who have taken time to go into a studio and pretend to be a dog and do a dog voice.
But most of all, check out what this dog is saying to its owner.
Okay. Also, everyone has different dog voice and what they're going to do as dog in their head, I think. So let's hear what Rick Kelsey is offering us.
To Dad, happy birthday. I love you so much. Thanks for always caring for me. For all my hugs, kisses and walks, always your little man, Hughie. Poor point.
I don't know.
He's a respected journalist.
Yeah, so that was a birthday card.
Right.
That was received from the dog.
Rick Kelsey doing a dog, though.
To Dad, happy birthday. I love you so much.
Wow.
It wasn't just Rick who stepped up. I had a text message, which I saw it, and I was just like, but are you meant to read this in a doggy voice when you get this text message? And so we wanted to get it voiced up in a doggy voice. Right. So what we got is we sent out the all-staff email, and it wasn't just Rick that replied. The head of marketing here at Radio 1 also replied. Dan replied and was like, I can be a dog.
So the head of marketing also wanted to be a dog on the radio.
Yeah, this is this guy who goes in important meetings.
He'll be an important meeting now. Let's hear him. Oh, wow, he's really going for it. Okay,
yeah.
Go on, Dan.
To Dad, happy birthday. I love you so much. Thank you always for caring for me. For my hugs, kisses and walks. Always. Your little man. Hey, boyfriend.
That's one of our colleagues here at Radio 1.
Head of marketing there at Radio 1. Head of marketing.
those are the birthday cards. So I'll let you choose. We've got a text message that was received from the dog.
Yeah.
You can choose. You can either have Rick from the news or you can have the head of marketing.
I'd like the head of marketing.
You like head of marketing. Yeah. So this is a text message.
Okay. Hello. Had a lovely run around the park today. I played fetch with my new friends, and one of them is a chihuahua, just like me. It's cold, but I'm all wrapped up in my new coat. Thank you for buying it for me. Looking forward to Sunday roast. Can't wait to get my gnashes on that bone. Love, Hugo.
That's your head of marketing. What is going on? Today is just the weirdest. Okay, this is Creeper.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Hiding With Boys, Creeper on BBC Radio 1. This is making people, well, I feel a lot better about this supposed depressing Monday that we're all supposed to be having. Right, so far today, we have people calling up and telling us what their lunch is, which we overreacted at.
Lunch trumps.
And now we've got the head of marketing and a Newsbeat journalist pretending to be dogs.
I know, it's a great day.
Poor Dan.
Loads of people saying that they get cards and text messages from their pets, especially when they're at work.
Head of marketing here.
Can't wait to get my gnashes on that bone. Love, Hugo.
Oh, he's a really well-respected guy.
Yeah. Do you want to hear Newsbeat's Rick Kelsey doing the same line?
Yes, we didn't play of course that. We haven't heard him yet.
Okay, here's his take on it.
Can't wait to get me gnashes on that bone, yum!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Yes.
Hello and good afternoon.
Hello to you.
So, I heard the beginning of something to do with... Rick Kelsey from the news being a dog.
Yes.
I hear that it got weirder.
It did. We had the head of marketing, Dan, being a dog.
He replied to an email request I made, an all-staff email, asking if anyone could voice a text message from
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
So many people are willing to do this here. Wow. Already one. Head of marketing.
Would Dan. You like to hear that?
The Danwood dog.
Can't wait to get my gnashes on that bone. Love, Hugo.
Wow. we've stumbled upon this kind of by accident, but we think it's great because we can just humiliate all sorts of members of staff all the time.
It really is amazing, isn't it?
In the guise of a feature.
What you do for your 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I might just send another all-staffer tomorrow asking for the voice. Do you know what I mean?
Let's do another one tomorrow.
Will someone be the voice of this?
And yeah.
Get the highest ranking person on.
Yes, definitely. Let's go. Let's go
for
the top.
I wonder how far you could take it. Be like, who wants to host the official chart on Friday?
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
We definitely could do more of this. Okay, so here's today's Real or No Real with Greg James.
Wine fans are rejoicing after the invention of a new bottle that can be delivered straight through your letterbox.
Well, what a time to be alive!
Scott Mills thoughts.
Amazing. No more waiting in for that postman. Not that my postman delivers wine to me.
Well, not yet.
What's the gimmick there? Because great that you can get through the letterbox, but they could knock on the door in the first place, couldn't they?
Yeah, but people are busy. You're not in, are you? You're not in. You don't have to be in to
wine
receive letters.
In the post, do you?
No, but mail order wine.
Mm-hmm. Wine club.
Wine Scott club. Mills, the Scott Mills Wine Club.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that before, and you know, then they come around. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you were out, and you get one of them red cards, and it's like, oh, this is long. What? I just want a glass of wine.
I bet you don't bother. I bet there's so much stuff in the post office where it's never been collected.
They're just counting down the days for waiting for you to go out of date, so they can just drink it. They go, well, it's been 12 months now. Yeah. We can have it.
He's turned the post office into a museum. Or the stuff that's in there.
His local post office.
Been collected.
His local post office is essentially your post office is essentially turned into an odd bins.
Got to say, it's miles away from my house, my post office.
Yeah.
Where you know where they get directed to. It's really far.
There's so much wine in there that they've had to build a second building.
What's Wine Club then? You part of that?
There's
Do you all
loads
meet
of
up
different
or
ones.
Something?
No, we don't meet up.
Meet up and discuss the wine.
Oh, that's got a lovely body on it. That's lovely, that.
So is this new bottle that can be delivered straight through your letterbox, if you're a wine fan, is that a thing that's going to happen?
Worried that it would smash.
Yeah. Yeah, good point, because you're throwing it through the...
You are literally putting it through a letterbox.
Yeah, really good point.
Drop on something.
It's going to be flat and long, though, isn't it?
because obviously if you're... Well, what I'm saying is if you're losing girth on the bottle, it's all going to have to go a lot longer.
Yes.
To have the same amount.
Mm-hmm. Is this true?
Well, I think it's great. And if it is true, I'm going to try it out real.
I think your point about it smashing, it's a really good one. So I'm going to have to say no real.
Particularly that one is real.
It's real.
If you've got beige carpets.
Oh, I know. Terrible trouble.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, not again.
Oh, some of the red's gone on the carpet.
Quick, I'll deliver some white tomorrow so it can be smashed on top of it. That's how you get red wine up, isn't it?
Yes. Don't know. True. Garçon Wines have created slimline flat bottles of wine so your postie can deliver it straight through your letterbox.
Great.
Yay. And next.
Donald Trump will be the first US president with no pet in the White House as he is allergic to all animals.
All animals.
Don't trust him then. don't trust people who don't like dogs.
No. They've all had pets before, but is the Donald going to be the first president without any animals in there at all?
It's because he doesn't like anything to be around him that might outsmart him.
Mm.
So he has to be careful what animals.
Can he not
him.
Go for a... Because I take it this is mainly about household pets, isn't it? Your dogs, your cats, allergic to cats. So so what I'm thinking is, can he not go outside the box with that one? I don't know, some elephant roaming the. Do you know what I mean? It could be something like massive or something really different.
This does not surprise me because it just feels like he wouldn't. I just don't know if he's capable of sort of, caring for something.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think he'd be a very good owner of a pet.
Well, that's excellent. He's going to be the leader of the free world on Friday.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? I can't imagine him taking a dog for a walk.
Some people just aren't. Probably good pet owners. I don't think you are really, Scott, are you?
No, I don't think I would be any good.
Do dogs trust you?
Yeah, the dogs do like me, actually.
So dogs are all right round you?
Yeah, they're fine.
If a dog's not all right round someone, it means that they're probably not very nice.
Mm-hmm, I agree. No, dogs are good to me, yeah, generally.
What does that mean?
Dogs are good to me.
What does that mean?
I mean good with me. I'm good with them, not to me.
What a strange statement.
Today is just strange. I've had a newsreader being a dog.
Oh, speaking of dogs.
Can't wait to get me gnashes on that bone, yum.
Kelsey.
He's good with dogs.
Real or no real, Donald Trump. Oh, we came up with idea earlier. We want to do alternative coverage of the, commentary of the inauguration. That'd be great.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I doubt they'll be keen, but what a great idea.
Great idea.
I know.
Throw it out there. I think it might clash with your show, though. That's the only thing. We don't want to draw anyone away from that.
Right.
Well, that's all right. I'll join in.
Yeah, could we not all do it together?
It'd be so good.
On Friday,
it'd be so great.
Chart.
Yeah, we can all discuss the back catalogue of Three Doors Down.
Real or no real? Donald Trump is the first U.S. president with no pets in the White House cause allergic.
Maybe real. I'm going to go real,
Chris.
Real.
That one is no real.
Well, kind of. Donald Trump isn't really allergic to all animals, but he is going to be the first president in the White House with no pets.
Why?
Because, well, it's going to be
for
petless.
What I said. No, it's because of what I said.
No, Donald did attempt to adopt a golden doodle, but it fell through.
What's he that? Fell through?
What's that? Well, a dog?
It didn't want to go with him.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I don't know, whatever. But yeah, he tried to, I want a golden doodle, but it's not happening, so no pets.
What does that tell you?
Well, it sounds like a story that hasn't been explained properly there.
Well, just saying, there's no pets. What more do you want to know? Right, we'll continue after this. That's Bastille and Blame on Radio 1. We're playing Real or No Real with Greg James, and here is your final facts today. Or is it?
To celebrate his 1-2 in the UK singles chart, Ed Sheeran has bought himself a statue of a pig that looks just like him, and he's called it Ed Sheerham.
This rings a bell about something that's happened. Has this not happened before?
Yeah. Or wasn't there something done in his honour which was similar? Like a statue in his honour of a pig?
Yeah, there was.
I don't know why they've gone for a pig.
No.
Really rings a bell for something. I don't know why.
We're both chart nerds. So, in terms of being 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the record? No one's ever been like 1, 2, 3.
Let me just hand you over to Radio 1 chart presenter Greg James.
Well, here's the thing. No one has ever released a song in the same week that it's gone in at 1 and 2. Bieber recently was 1 and 2, but they came out different times.
Oh, okay.
So this is it's the first time that it's... Because in the old days, if you want to get boring about it, in the old days it would have been a double A-side on a single, so it wouldn't have counted. You would just submit one single and be like, here's my main single. So that's why now, because of streaming and stuff, he's able
so
to do that.
So why hasn't he just smashed it and put five out and gone from one to five? Do you know what I mean?
Well, he could have done. And in fact, when the album comes out, that will probably happen.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be, he'll probably be one to eight.
I feel like you've...
That's going to be a good Friday show, isn't it? And all right, it's 5 o'clock. Here's the Ed Sheeran album.
Play the album. Great.
I feel like you've answered that before.
I sound like I was into it.
No, I was...
Really good. It was really good.
Just clued up.
Yeah, really good.
Just a nerd.
So has Ed Sheeran bought himself a statue of a pig that looks just like him and called it Ed Sheerham just to probably celebrate being number one and two?
Great.
Why not?
Well, Ed Sheeran...
Pop stars do buy weird things.
But what is the gimmick in the statue being a pig? Do you know what I mean? Like, why is this a new thing that from now on famouses, when they get a statue, it's no longer their body, it's sort of their face, but on a pig? Because if that's an alternative to Madame Tussauds, I'm in.
Yeah.
You walk around, it's all pigs. Face of famous, body of pig. Would you go see that?
Madame Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds.
Yes.
This is why we're good.
This is why he's on the radio.
Madame Tussauds and Ed Sheeran.
I genuinely, that would excite me.
Real or no real, please?
Real.
Chris?
Bought himself a statue of pig. No real.
That one is real.
Yes. Ed has paid $6,000 for the pig statue at a charity auction and it is now sitting in his back garden in Suffolk.
This is great.
That's after we told you last week that Niall Horan has a life-size effigy of Barack Obama in his backyard.
In the garden. Put him in the garden.
Yeah.
Normal statue, like Obama looking like himself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fine.
But if you bought that, why would you put it in the garden?
I don't know.
Put it inside if you...
So it's going to weather bad.
Exactly, of course it will.
Also, when Niall met Obama's kids, they were like, yeah, that's pretty weird. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got absolutely nothing. Greg got 20.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yes. From four, then?
From 4 o'clock this afternoon, yes. The Scott
Mills Daily. Tomorrow, Will Best is playing Innuendo Bingo with us at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.